A dense fog has engulfed the Dal Lake in Srinagar as the temperature plunges below freezing point in Kashmir. The fabulous houseboats have been obscured by fog, but when the fog fades away, behind the glittering lights of houseboats, there is a shocking reality of decay. Kashmir is silently witnessing the disappearance of houseboats on its water bodies. According to the Kashmir Houseboat Owners Association, in the last 3 decades, the number of houseboats on the Dal Lake, the Nagin Lake, Chinar Bagh and Jhelum River have come down to just 750 houseboats from 2000. There are a host of reasons for the sharp decline.
अभी तक का जो फिगर है वो बिल्कुल डाउन होता जा रहा है. कोई डूब जाता है, कोई जल जाता है, तो किसी फैक्टर से किसी की मेंटेनेंस नहीं हो पा रही है. तो ये फैक्टर इसमें है कि कभी टूरिज्म भी नहीं रहा था, तो उसकी वजह से लोगों के पास वो फाइनेंशियल असिस्टेंस नहीं थी जिससे वो ये चीज़ें अपनी जो ये अप टू मार्क रखे. आजकल के मतलब जो टूरिज्म की डिमांड है उसके साथ कम्पीट करवाए, तो लोग तो इसमें डिसइंटरेस्टेड भी हो गए. बहुत सारों ने ये काम सरेंडर कर लिया और उन्होंने ये काम बिल्कुल छोड़ ही दिया.
हाउस बोट इज द आइडेंटिटी ऑफ कश्मीर टूरिज्म एंड अ मेन अट्रैक्शन फॉर टूरिस्ट हु एवर कम्स टू कश्मीर डजंट वांट टू गो बैक विदाउट अ नाइट स्टे एट हाउस बोट. एंड हियर आर द टूरिस्ट हु हैव कम फ्रॉम अहमदाबाद. And we'll try to know their experience in the valley and also go particularly in a houseboat. How many days in Kashmir mein thehri?
5 days.
5 days. Aur aapne ye kaha ki nahi, you have to stay in a houseboat.
Yes, yes.
So aapne pehle ye plan banaya tha ki houseboat mein rahenge ya yahan aake ye man bana?
Nahi, pehle se hi plan tha. Hamari tour mein pehle se hi plan tha ki yahan aaye hai to houseboat mein to rehna hi hai. One night stay karna hi hai. Aur yahan se typical Kashmiri sab kuch वाकिफ हो सकते हैं हम. चीजें ये ये हम सबको ये होटल्स में नहीं मिलती ये सब चीजें.
ऑल दिस अट्रैक्ट्स पीपल एंड व्हेन यू सी थ्रू द विंडो यू सी द ब्यूटीफुल डल लेक एंड द माउंटेन्स अराउंड. सिंस ऑलरेडी वी सी विंटर हैज सेट इन एंड टेम्परेचर इन मोस्ट पार्ट्स ऑफ द कश्मीर इज नाउ बिलो फ्रीजिंग पॉइंट. आफ्टर सम टाइम यू विल सी लार्ज डल लेक इज ऑल्सो फ्रोजन एंड दोज टूरिस्ट हु कम हियर they enjoy actually living on the frozen lake.
Houseboats as floating resorts for tourists gained traction in the 19th century after British businessman R. Foster made the Clermont houseboat on the western shores of the Dal Lake after he failed to buy land in the valley due to local laws that barred non-locals from owning land in Kashmir even during the British Raj. The Clermont is still a most favored destination for diplomats, celebrities and foreign tourists. Even as the 7-houseboat fleet is now reduced to 3 houseboats only. The who's who from across the world have visited Kashmir and stayed here in the last about 80 years and the walls of the houseboat's reception are adorned by their photographs.
यहाँ की सियासत भी तारीख भी इसके साथ जुड़ी है. जब एक इन्फ्लुएंशियल अंग्रेज़ यहाँ आता है कश्मीर की सैर के लिए, वो कश्मीर के साथ मोहब्बत करता है, फिर यहाँ चाहता है मकान बनाए. महाराजा ने उसको मकान बनाने की इजाज़त नहीं दी, तो फिर महाराजा ने क्या उस आप पानी पे रहो एक हाउस बोट बना, उसके बारे में हमें आप
बताएँ. मसूद साहब जब वो अंग्रेज़ आए निगीन में रहे कश्मीर, उनको बहुत पसंद आया, तो उन्होंने उनके दिमाग में यही आया कि मैं यहाँ पर ज़मीन खरीद के अपनी कुछ प्रॉपर्टी बनाऊंगा जहाँ मैं हर साल यहाँ आ सकूंगा और अपनी प्रॉपर्टी में रहूंगा. तो उसने महाराजा को अप्रोच किया, महाराजा का दोस्त था, तो महाराजा से रिक्वेस्ट की कि मुझे ज़मीन चाहिए. महाराजा ने डिक्लाइन किया एज़ पर लोकल लॉज.
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल.
तो एट द सेम टाइम महाराजा ने उनको ये एडवाइस की
कि पानी पे
हाउस बोट ले
पानी पे हाउस बोट. दरअसल मैं आपको बताऊं ये जो लोकल लॉज जिसकी बादशाह बात कर रहे हैं ये 5 अगस्त 2019 तक चल रहे थे, जिसे स्टेट सब्जेक्ट लॉ कहते थे या 35A जो धारा 370 के साथ ख़त्म हुआ. कोई भी अगर ब्रिटिश राज था लेकिन ब्रिटिशर्स को भी यहाँ कश्मीर में जमीन लेने की इजाज़त नहीं थी.
The ban on making of new houseboats and large repairs has been enforced by the Jammu Kashmir High Court after complaints that houseboats are polluting the Dal Lake in the absence of a property sewage treatment system. Even as the government built sewage treatment plants for houseboats twice in the past, it failed both the times. Now a fresh effort is being made to address the most challenging issue. Houseboats have literally disappeared from the Jhelum River and the Chenar Park because most of them could not keep pace with market demand and giving modern facilities to tourists. Some houseboats which are still there are facing decay. Aging houseboats do not get repair on time because of delays in official permission and availability of cedar wood.
Water bodies in Nigir, Dal Lake, Chenar Park, River Jhel, ji 750 ke kareeb rahe honge.
Kitne mein se?
Kuch figure hamare paas jo tha early 90s ka, that 2000 ka tha. Usme agar aapko nazar aayega, fir yahi deluxe class houseboat jo hai, jo acha maintain abhi tak kiya hai logon ne, wo Dal aur Nigir mein hi nazar aayega kahin kahin pe, to baaki jo do water bodies hain wahan pe to khatam hi ho gaye.
In the last one year, over a dozen deluxe houseboats have caught fire in the Nagin and Dal lakes. In a recent blaze, three tourists from Bangladesh died after fire engulfed five houseboats. Houseboats are made of wood, including cedar, having exquisite art of wood carving. They represent culture and the age-old traditions of Kashmir. As the Kashmir Valley was primarily a series of water bodies, life on water and water transportation is as old as the recorded history of Kashmir. There is also a Gujarati link to Kashmir's boat and water transportation. And it was the Mughal Emperor Akbar who improvised the boats in Kashmir.
Earliest reference we have is again from medieval Sanskrit sources, wherein they speak about water, these bathhouses which were located on boats on rivers. So this is something that you know about it. Then you also have a reference towards bridges, which was basically made of boat bridges across the river Jhelum. But then as we come towards the late medieval and early modern period, the Sultanate period, you find that there's a reference where it's mentioned when Sultan Zainul Abidin was constructed Zain al-Lunk, he basically got sailors and boatsmen from Gujarat who were well versed with operating as well as crafting boats with sail to sort of travel over the water. So this is the sort of a notion wherein you get about the fact that there is a certain amount of improvisement happening and there's a certain cultural transfer to Kashmir.
So our boats have a Gujarat connection.
There is a Gujarati connection there, yes, indeed there is. But then that would be acceptable because of the fact that Kashmir was attracting a certain amount of skill and technical skill and certain amount of patronage was coming from the court. So there is something here, there is money here, so people are coming here.
Kashmir is witnessing a boom in tourism over the last few years. Tourist arrivals have broken all previous records. But its signature floating resorts, the houseboats, are struggling to keep afloat. With Nazir Masoodi, Bureau Report, NDTV.